No one who has ever experienced passing a kidney stone has anything pleasant to say about it, but MSU Professor Emeritus David Wardinger has done some preliminary research that could not only make dealing with kidney stones easier, it could even add some fun to the equation. Dr. Wardinger, a urological surgeon, found that riding a roller coaster can greatly increase the chance of passing a kidney stone, and he even set out to test the theory himself. He joins us now to tell us about his findings. David Wardinger, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Thank you.
When did it first occur to you that there was a connection between riding a roller coaster and passing a kidney stone?
The idea came about 10 years ago, but all the credit belongs to my patients. I actually had a patient come in who had ridden a roller coaster and passed a stone, got back on the same coaster, passed another stone, got back on a coaster, passed a third stone. Three rides, three stones in a row. I became a believer.
And was this on anybody's radar prior to that point?
There had been some anecdotal evidence, but every urologist has a story they can tell you, but there had been no serious research looking at it.
Once this theory and this patient that you're referring to was on your radar, how did you go about testing it?
Well, we had to develop a model so that we could actually look at this in a controlled, reproducible fashion, and that took us about 2 years to develop the model.
Did the employees at the theme parks know what you were doing?
They
I
did.
Have to ask that.
No, they did. And in fact, we were a little concerned about that. So as soon as we walked in the gates, we presented ourselves to the executives and representatives and said, you know, here's what we're here to do and here's why we're doing it. They did, you know, we thought it'd be a little suspicious, two grown men riding the same coaster, you know, 20 times in a row. We didn't want to get the wrong kind of attention.
Which roller coasters, where did you go to test this?
Well, the patient that had passed the three stones in a row was on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad down in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. So since that coaster had been successful in the past, we started there.
What's the next step here now?
Well, the next step will involve looking at different patterns inside the kidney. Every hollow part inside a kidney is slightly different depending on the individual. So we need more kidneys to study, more patterns. And then also, I'd be very interested in talking to kidney stone patients that plan to travel to the Orlando area to attend any of the theme parks. I mean, they're going to carry out this research whether they know it or not. It would just be nice to recover that data.
This development has just taken off. Your name has been everywhere in the last week or 10 days. I was flying back to the United States from England and read about it in the Times of London on the plane over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean here. Are you recommending? Well, first of all, what is it like to have a development like this take off with you at the center of it?
Again, all the credit belongs to my patients. They were the ones that picked up on it, and they deserve all the credit. And I've had a lot of support from people here on campus who have assisted in the research as well. You know, what I don't want to have happen is we really have the potential to help people here. Kidney stones are a miserable experience, and it's a fun research. It's the kind of thing that gets people's attention, but I don't want to lose the fact that we really can help people with this.
MSU Professor Emeritus David Wardinger is our guest. He recently connected roller coaster riding with the passing of kidney stones, a sentence you don't often find yourself saying on the radio. Are you going so far as to recommend roller coasters to your patients with kidney stones?
If you have a small stone, 4 millimeters or smaller, you want to pass it when it's little. If you wait until it's large enough to get stuck in the tube, that's when it becomes a painful adventure.
Yeah.
So this is only for small stones.
Do you think this could, what about simulating the effects of a roller coaster short of, you know, driving to an amusement park? Is that the next logical kind of horizon here?
We've already been contacted by universities both inside and outside of the United States to collaborate with them on that exact idea.
And what kind of impact do you think that this discovery could have? How many people have kidney stones?
Oh, there's a lifetime risk of 1 in 11 people in the United States of developing a stone during their lifetime. And if you make a stone, you have a 50% chance of making a second stone within a decade. We spend about, well, basically 300,000 people a year go to the emergency room for care, and over 1 million people go to their primary care doctors for kidney stone problems. So spend a lot of money on this and a lot of human suffering.
How are kidney stones formed? Some of our listeners probably know that, but just let's cover that basic part of this equation here.
Kidney stones are at their heart a rock, and they are composed of the minerals and salts that normally are dissolved in our urine that we just would pass out when we went to the bathroom. But if those levels get high enough, they start to clump together, and I always describe it as kind of like a multi-flavored gumball where you just get layer upon layer of salts and minerals until eventually you form a rock.
It's interesting to see the photograph of the kidney stones in the jar that you have in your office that I think the State Journal included in their article. Does everyone have some amount of sediment in their kidneys?
Everybody is at risk, and there are certain activities and certain places you can live that increases your risk. If you live in a climate that is hot and muggy, where you perform a lot of work outside, where you get dehydrated, the urine becomes much more concentrated. That's when it turns dark brown or very yellow, and that's when you're at greatest risk to make a stone. So the name of the game is to keep your urine clear or just light yellow so that you don't concentrate your urine and pass out the little fragments.
Right. How long can someone live with a kidney stone and not be aware of it?
You could have a stone for years. As long as it stays up in the kidney, it doesn't hurt. It's when it starts to pass from the kidney to the bladder down a tube called the ureter that it feels like you're giving birth to a porcupine.
Can a urinalysis identify whether you're at particular risk? Let's say you've exhibited no symptoms of kidney stones whatsoever. Can a urinalysis provide any insight as to whether you're at risk for a kidney stone in the future?
Yes. Sometimes the only way we know someone has a kidney stone is we find just a tiny amount of blood in their urine, and the amount of blood is so little that it only shows up when you use a microscope. It's called microscopic hematuria.
How many different kinds of roller coasters have you tried? To get back to the roller coaster angle here, which is kind of interesting, how many did you look at?
Well, we spent most of our time on Big Thunder Mountain because we needed to accumulate the data. I've looked at three different coasters, but we now have taken our kidney stones on over 240 rides.
Is it important, one more kind of physiological question here, is it important to pass any and all sediment that you have, or is it possible to always have sediment that never forms kidney stones?
Actually, forming a kidney stone is an adventure in chemistry. It's a fairly complicated process that's argued even among urologists. But we all can agree that keeping the urine dilute and increasing fluids reduces your risk.
Okay. We will leave it at that. I'm curious, what is it like to be a professor emeritus here? You're obviously still involved. You're kind of the spokesman for this development, but your official title is professor emeritus.
I am a reluctant spokesman, to be honest with you. This was not my intent to
You're
be.
A very good one. Well, I'll say that.
Well, thank you, but... I'm just trying to get the word out because we really can help people with this.
Mm. Dr. Dave Wardinger is a urological surgeon, and he writes that his preliminary research suggests that riding roller coasters could not only make dealing with kidney stones easier, it could help you pass them as well. We'll keep an eye on it. Are you going to stay involved with this?
Oh, absolutely.
Very good.
There's at least five more papers to come.
MSU Professor Emeritus David Wardinger, thank you.